Sterling's fallen further against the euro quite recently. At Christmas, it nearly reached parity. But the big worry this week is steep falls against the dollar. And the worry really is about whether we as a country are going to have to assume all of the liabilities of the banking sector if lots of the banks get nationalised. If that happens, then all of the uncertainty surrounding the banks suddenly becomes an uncertainty surrounding the country. And that's the main reason behind the weakness in sterling.
How bad will it get? I mean, could we see pound-dollar parity?
Well, one trader this morning actually said they were selling sterling because they thought it would get to dollar-sterling parity, which sort of prompts the sort of slightly surreal prospect of having sterling, euro and the dollar all roughly worth the same amount. I think personally we're a long way from that yet. We're a lot closer to euro parity than we are to dollar parity. But it is indicative of the kind of scaremongering, fear, paranoia that's out there in the market this week.
And what's the role of short selling in all this?
Well, it's a bit of a mystery. The initial feeling was that the return of short selling, which had previously been banned, hadn't played a big role in the collapse of bank shares this week. We actually get to see how much short selling there is now because firms have to disclose it under the new rules, and there hasn't been any sizable positions. Having said all of that, the coincidence is startling that within a day of the ban being lifted on Friday, we've had the biggest collapse in UK share prices, bank share prices, since the dark days of the autumn. And actually, when the US lifted its ban on short selling, within a day or two, they had a big run on Citigroup. So the anecdotal evidence suggests that there is a connection here. And we think the government is actually quite angry with the regulators for having gone ahead with this ban without lifting this ban without more consultation.
Mervyn King, the governor of the Bank of England, said on Tuesday that the bank was preparing for quantitative easing. Can you explain what that is and what the significance of it is?
Yeah, it's one of those phrases that fills people with dread, and it's actually fairly straightforward. It's a version of printing money. It's a version of sort of pumping new money into the system. The way the bank is likely to do it is by buying up company loans. So using the bond market as a way of pumping more liquidity into and reinflating the economy. It's something that central banks do extremely rarely, and the sight of Mervyn King standing up this week and saying that he's preparing to do it has been another factor in why sterling has been so weak, because it's a sign of just how desperate things are.
Will the British government be able to say to its critics, look, the US government's doing what we're doing, other European governments are doing what we're doing, we must be doing the right thing in all this?
Yeah, I think they can, and that's one of the few silver linings in all this, is that pretty much everybody's in the same boat. It's harder to see a speculative attack on a currency when all the other currencies are in dire straits too, and that's some cause for reassurance during this. I don't think anybody's really blaming the government for all this. I think everybody is sort of, you know, just deeply, deeply worried about the market and what to do about it.
And meanwhile, Dan, yesterday the level of unemployment reached 1.92 million. That's the highest it's been since 1999, but not quite as bad as some have predicted.
No, I think it's a taste of things to come. These are figures for the end of last year, and actually they chime with some of the retail numbers we had out of the high street for that same period, sort of November, December time, that also weren't quite as bad as people feared. And it does seem a little bit that firms were holding back from making too big a redundancies in the run-up to Christmas. Shoppers were still trying to spend. My suspicion is that was a temporary kind of calm before the storm, and we're already seeing some quite big job cuts being announced by companies in the last few weeks. So I expect the next set of numbers to be a lot higher than that.